And it is also not lost on us that we do not always offer nonsensical solutions.
That's what I've been
show.
Saying for weeks.
But see, I think we have a chance to. I think we have a chance to now because there is a big old problem out there. I don't think we've addressed it on this show. If we have, I was not present.
I'm holding my tongue.
You put the peanut butter on both sides so the jelly doesn't bleed through. You're welcome.
Because it always soaks through, and then you got a mushy. How are you supposed to hold that sandwich?
No, you hold it up top. The peanut butter's on the bottom. The jelly's on the top, so that it doesn't fall through.
No, it's
That's
a thin
okay.
layer. Okay, now we're really into something. No, it's a thin
it's
layer.
It's absorption that causes the jelly to move
exactly.
from where it is into the bread, not gravity.
That's why you put lettuce on both sides of the bun, so that when you're eating a burger, it doesn't bleed through.
I am not putting salad on a sandwich. Soup is not a meal, Vera.
I don't make lettuce soup.
All right, the point is that if you're waiting long enough so that you can actually allow saturation. So, in my opinion,
if I make my kid a sandwich to take to school for
a lunch, he's a kid, who cares?
I mean,
well, some
does.
Of them do. Maybe they don't like to get their fingers achy.
But they're too freaking bad.
His fingers are already achy.
And how much jelly are you putting on that sandwich? My God.
You've got to put a fair amount.
Yeah,
of love. Because peanut butter is very overbearing.
No, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is really just a peanut butter sandwich. With
exactly.
A
thin layer of peanut butter on each side of the bread, which equals a fine amount of peanut butter for a sandwich.
But if you're putting so much jelly that it's thicker than the bread that the peanut butter's on, then you have an issue.
Okay, but it's not a question of the amount of jelly. A small amount of jelly will soak through that bread and make it mushy.
What have we become?
Then I say move to jam.
No.
Oh, jam's not any
you
better.
You take that froggy
is.
Mess across the pond, mister. We're jelly. We speak American.
I do prefer grape jelly over everything.
Yeah, Sarah and Finn like strawberry, and I'm like, y'all
what
are
the hell is that?
Retarded.
No, you gotta have the Concord grape jam. Jelly, I mean, yeah.
The great value.
Did y'all ever see the blue label stuff that Walmart carried for a while?
Oh, but it was still Walmart brand?
It was Walmart brand, but it was called Extra Value. Everything that it had the blue, and it was the most
nondescript.
Just a blue label, and said what the item was.
Yes.
Like peanut butter would just be a blue
grape
label,
jelly.
Like in a
white letters
TV show.
Peanut butter.
They cut down the cost
and
so
it,
much.
And it, everything that had that on it cost $1.
I remember.
So
that.
Dave and I used to take pictures all the time because it was like the Italian salad dressing. The front label, big blue, the color of that Mumfest shirt, and it just said in white. Boring block letters, Italian dressing.
Yep.
It's the greatest thing ever. And they did it for everything. They had a deodorant, just said deodorant.
That's it. It's kind of like the 80s movie Repo Man.
Repo Man.
Yeah, Repo Man. And there's like a scene that's like in a supermarket, and they couldn't get the clearances to show the products on the shelf. So they literally just had these black and white packaging that would just say chips, beer. And people thought that it was like this statement on consumerism and all this stuff there. And it was like, no, just Lay's did not allow us to show their name for this punk rock movie.
And it makes you think when you go into the Walmart, are there people that actually go through the aisles and go, you know, I do like that great value jelly, but that's breaking the bank at $1.25. Let's go for the nondescript blue labeled jelly. Doesn't even tell you the flavor.
If it... Okay, well, I'm going to
I'm assuming
know
the
flavor.
Color of the jar probably does.
Nope.
No.
No, it wasn't a clear
Wait,
jar.
So you couldn't see through the jar to see the jelly?
I'm just being funny about that.
But, well, look.
So anyway, it's about this pre-show.
Okay, well, actually...
Since we spiraled into something.
Yeah,
well,
I don't agree with any of you.
Very important.
Actually, excitingly, the problem I wanted to solve was, you know, the ratio of peanut butter to jelly on a sandwich, so... No, that's not it. People are eating Tide Pods.
Why? Yeah, I have not watched
I don't
that.
Care. Here's why I don't care. Because if they're that stupid, then we need to get them out of the gene pool anyway.
Talk to me when you can snort Ajax.
These are amateurs.
That makes the people who are doing Whippets smart. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound? That sounds awful.
Whippets.
Whip it good.
Good old 1990s. Coming in buying a case of canned air from Staples.
Got a lot of dirty keyboards.
I like to keep my keyboards clean.
And then it became such a problem that they had to add a bitterant to the canned air.
Bitterant?
A bitterant.
I've never heard this word.
It's like a deterrent, but it's bitter.
If you pick up a can of air at a store, it will say it, and usually pretty big because it's part of the deterrent. It says, you know, added bitterant, and that's it. And it's to keep kids from, you know, doing the whippets or whatever.
Whip it good.
Here's a little tip. That's not going to stop them. If they're sitting there sucking in canned air, they don't care what it tastes like. It's like lilac with a hint of caramel at the end. And your grandmother's house. I don't know how they got that flavor.
These are the kids who are drinking Formula 44D when they're at Job Corps to get drunk. So they don't care.